This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The unemployment rate in the U.S. is now at its lowest since 1969. In the absence of immigration, Japan's population is predicted to shrink by about 16 million people, or nearly 13%, over the next 25 years. Attendance at some large museums has been flat. 12 of 20 of the largest U.S. museums saw no growth or lower numbers in 2017 compared to 2016. On the other hand, Black history museums and historic sites are flourishing across the South with record attendance. Under an obscure Dutch law, police cannot interrupt a church service. So for more than 6 weeks and running, in order to offer sanctuary to an Armenian family, the service goes on. As of early December, 7 journalists were in custody in Cameroon in West Africa, 4 for reporting false news, 3 others for a variety of charges, including embezzlement and defamation, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. 2 of the journalists were later released, but Cameroon remains the second leading jailer of journalists in sub-Saharan Africa after Eritrea. Cameroon's law prohibits anyone from publishing any news without being able to prove either its truth or that he had good reason to believe it to be true. Global spending on the so-called experience economy, which is being driven primarily by millennial consumers, is expected to reach 8.2 million by 2028, according to market research company Euromonitor. Germany passed a measure introducing a third category for people who do not identify on the census as male or female, called diverse. In Argentina, the hashtag MeToo movement is erupting, with an actress making accusations of rape by an actor when she was 16 and he was 45 under the hashtag Mira como nos ponemos, or Look what you do to me. Since August, at least 35 Catholic dioceses have now released lists or updated previous lists of priests credibly found to have been involved in sexual abuse. State legislatures passed 69 gun control measures in 2018, more than in any year since the Newtown, Connecticut massacre in 2012, and more than 3 times the number passed in 2017. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.